This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The play clock down to two. They fake the handoff. Daniels runs to his left, throws to his left, pass is caught. Touchdown, Commanders. Zacchaeus was left open for the back of the end zone. On fourth down and two, they cash in for the first score of the game.
Give them options.
Daniels keeping in trouble, floats one. Oh, Zacchaeus made it happen for two, and it's an 11-point game.
Yeah, that man does. He does work. Olamide, Olamide,
Olamide,
Olamide. Yeah, Olamide Zacchaeus. I got Zacchaeus down, but Olamide. I look at it twice, and I'm like, is it Olamide or is it
Olamide?
Olamide. Now I'm just saying Olamide.
One of those names where you don't want to look at the name when you're saying it.
Yeah,
just think it.
Yeah, just think it. Olamide. But anyway, get familiar with him. Olamide Zacchaeus, newly added receiver to the Chicago Bears roster, and look at Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles building a whole roster, step by step, day by day.
I love that song. This is you open to
is
the
that
show
a song?
On TGIF.
You know what? I wasn't even thinking about that.
You just rolled right
just
into
popped
it.
Popped into my head like that. Bernstein and Harris with the voice of Layla Rahimi broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. On to hour number three.
That's right, as we broadcast live through the Hyundai Studios.
Yeah.
On the score. I do want to point out that the nice thing about finding this on the Bears website, because again, the Bears YouTube channel is the best.
It is a deep rabbit hole which you can fall down at any moment.
It is. And if you listen to us, there's a good chance you should subscribe. I have no problem sending subscribers to the Bears YouTube channel.
There's enough content out here for all of us.
I am a proud subscriber of the Bears YouTube channel. So when I got the information that Olamide Zacchaeus was going to be interviewed, I was like, oh, okay, this is good because more information is better. We've gotten to know a lot of the players that they've signed so far, at least little snippets here and there. But what I was really surprised by was how much he told us about how he was going to fit in this offense. People like this, who you know have multiple skill sets, and he's known as being a willing blocker, you really find out a little bit more about the plan for the run game, for example, for the roster, for how the offense is going to look like. So let's just start with what we knew about him. Dan Weiderer yesterday told us that he knows how to block. That's something he wants to do. So he expanded on it yesterday.
It's very important. It takes everybody. It takes all 11 to run the ball, and even in the pass game as well. Like when somebody catches the ball, just being down, getting down the field to get a block, and it's going to be a staple of just what you see here and what Ben Johnson's trying to build with this offense.
So you see that he talks about the all-player on the field concept when it comes to running the ball. I love that. It takes 11 men to run the ball. I think that that's fantastic because that lets you know. To me, that says downfield blocking. That says support on the edges in a way that maybe we haven't seen before.
Establish.
given what he did in Washington, do you feel like that might give you a few more answers?
I like what he did in Washington, just going back and looking at it and kind of going game by game. Okay, this is what you did in this game, and then watching some highlights. I went down a rabbit hole, not on the Bears YouTube page, but just on the Zacchaeus content.
Highlight reel?
Yeah, content reservoir, if you will. And that's fine. I like... Here's my thing. I guess more so than any year in the past, I actually trust what the Bears are doing because they've given me no reason not to trust them with Ben Johnson at the helm. He has a longer leash. Ryan Poles didn't have a long leash with me because I've seen the mistakes that he's made over 3 years worth of decisions. But now with Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen having their say, I know that they've been good at specific jobs. The head coaching thing's still questionable, but he can run an offense. Dennis Allen can run a defense. So I'm just going to lean with it, rock with it. Oh, my bad. I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be quoting things.
Rock with it.
I don't mean to be quoting things. I'm just telling you how I feel watching this Bears team come together. And we're in that no danger zone because nothing bad is going to happen on the field for a few months. Several months. So I'm just going to say, okay, that's what y'all want to do. After they got the guys I wanted in free agency, now I sit back and relax.
Oh, what does the draft mean to you?
I'm just kind of sitting back, relaxing, see, surprise me. Because you don't have the same need you had a week ago.
Expecting yourself to draft a all-time offensive line class, for example. That is not the case.
But here, if they did that, it wouldn't hurt.
That would be wonderful. I don't know how many people would be protesting that.
Add to what you have. And with Zacchaeus himself, just hearing him talk about things in a calm manner and kind of explain things is great. He was also talking a little bit about his new head coach, who he knows. Everybody knows what Ben Johnson can do as a play caller, right? But he told us how he thinks he will fit in the Ben Johnson offense.
Yeah, I mean, I've always prided myself on being able to move around from the inside and outside. I think primarily I'll be more in the slot. Mm-hmm. But just having the ability to move outside and move around in offense is something I pride myself in.
What about specifically with Ben Johnson? Like, what, as a receiver, what gets you excited about playing in his offense, and what are you kind of excited to learn about him?
Yeah, I think just from afar, obviously, you see what his offenses have done in the past, and you know, just the creativity and the play calls and just how great the offenses have been and how productive they've been. So I think that's what excites me. And then you also just watch the film and the tape and how hard they play for each other. That's something that's right up my alley. So I'm just excited to get to work and, you know, just build on that.
So again, he's telling you how he sees himself fitting in. That's important as we try to figure out how this is all going to take shape.
I think I like the idea of him specifically because it's different from the other guys you have already in that wide receiver room. He seems like the block first kind of guy who can also make some things happen when called upon in the passing game.
Right. Or, you know, maybe it's a guy who will block at the line of scrimmage and then run out. Right.
I will take anything that keeps Caleb Williams protected. Sign me up.
Is he the slightly upgraded version of Equanimeous St. Brown?
I was thinking catch? That.
I mean, he could catch, but I think Zacchaeus is better at the actual receiving part of the job than EQ was.
The stats bear that out, right? So, probably.
And that's the detail you're looking for. Perhaps that is where Ben Johnson has another say in the roster. You know, it's the detail of, yes, I still want a guy who can block and be an offensive option, but he needs to be better at X and Y than he does Z. You know, maybe you're seeing those things start to take place as far as him prioritizing the makeup of these players. So I found all of that very helpful. Also, working with Jaden Daniels, I thought was an important piece of this as well. Now, he was asked about Caleb Williams, and the quote is, "The biggest thing I think is that the mental aspect of it for any young quarterback, especially Caleb, he has all the talent you need to be a top-tier quarterback in the league. So a lot of it is just going down to be the mental aspect of it. You know, like just slowing the game down." Good opinion. That's his way of saying things. Yes?
I was going to say, it's easy to slow the game down when you have more time.
Which I think none of us can argue that Jaden Daniels typically had more time to throw the ball than Caleb Williams did. And sometimes he didn't need the more time because Terry McLaurin utilized in that offense was more open or whatever the option was for him. Ertz, for example, who had a good year. You know, those when those options are available to you, you're going to succeed more likely than not.
I agree with everything you just said.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We've been doing a lot of agreeing lately. I just realized that.
Well, also, I mean, the proof is in the tape. How are you going to argue against what the Commanders did in order to be successful this past season with a rookie quarterback?
I think the most interesting dynamic of Zacchaeus joining the Bears is that he was just with Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams is in the same rookie class, and they went 1-2 in the draft. And you know what? People are saying I'm crazy for saying Jaden Daniels has been better than Caleb Williams and maybe better than Caleb Williams. We don't know yet, but he definitely is out around the first turn ahead. It's a marathon, not a sprint, but he is off to a much better start to his career than Caleb Williams.
Oh, Bears Twitter, who says Jervon Dexter is better than Jalen Carter, also got mad at me for pointing out that Jalen Carter was good and that he had a very good weekend at the same time that Jaden Daniels did, and both of those guys looked very good.
Some people need to just take a step back and look at the big picture.
I knew what I was saying. People who knew that segment knew what I was saying.
Then who didn't know what you were saying?
I don't know. The reply guys who were like, oh, everybody's going to say this. I'd never heard that term
until today, but I like it.
Oh, it's reply common. Guys. But we're not observing this for social media clicks. It was inarguable that those two had good seasons. Jaden Daniels and Jalen Carter.
Yes.
It is also a fact that the Bears didn't draft either of them and had the chance to.
Also correct.
That's it. That's all we were trying to say. So you look at what Jaden Daniels did. The bar is set for that quarterback class, whether or not you want to admit it. And people like this can offer their observations from experience and can help. And the good news is he's on this team now. But I did really appreciate Nicholas Moriano asking Zacchaeus about his observations about Jaden Daniels.
I think with Jaden, it was a throw in OTAs that he made that really like displayed his arm talent. And obviously in OTAs and training camp, you don't really run around as much. So like I didn't really see that aspect of it until we started playing games. So just how he processed things and you know, how he developed. He's just so eager to learn and get better, and how consistent he was at being better. That's how I knew, like, he's going to be special and he's going to continue to do great things. And, you know, the biggest thing I think is just, you know, the mental aspect of it for any young quarterback, especially Caleb. You know, he has all the talent that you need to be a top tier quarterback in the league. So a lot of it is just going to be the mental aspect of it. And, you know, kind of just slowing the game down.
And there's what he said.
He said top tier, right? He said top tier.
Top tier.
Top tier.
I also was wondering when he was describing it, like if you're watching that in OTAs and you're like, oh, this is going to be good. What confidence that must have given the team that early on to see that and be like, this is our guy.
And to have a play caller out of the gate who knew what to do.
That play caller did a lot to reinvent himself this past season.
Cliff Kingsbury?
Yes.
That whole, when he... Sorry, I always have flashbacks when I think of Cliff Kingsbury to when he's asked about the interview with the Bears.
Pause.
It's yeah. It's so telling because you're like, oh, that didn't go well, huh? It's not something you want to talk about because it's like, is that because he didn't want the job or is that because he thought Matt Eberflus was not smart? Or both.
I think what we've gathered in the reporting since is there was kind of both ways didn't feel the vibe correctly.
Yeah,
like
it was
like a reciprocal on both ends. Oh, this isn't right.
This isn't a good fit.
For whatever reason.
I've heard a lot of Cliff Kingsbury tape over the years. Going back to me remembering when he was on the mic at Texas Tech as the quarterback. And for some reason, for me, I did not interpret it as volatile as everybody else did.
Not volatile. You just understood.
I didn't fill in the pauses for him. I took it for face value.
You also interviewed for the Bears OC job. What was that experience like?
I'm just not going to get into that. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I could see him just not wanting to get into it.
The question, though, the way he answered it, he could have answered it a bunch of different ways and had that same result. Like, obviously, I didn't get the job or I didn't want the job. However, but the way he paused and said, I'm not going to get into that. Like, I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. That's the way it came off.
Not to me. It was game week, too.
But he knew he was going to be asked about the Bears, about interviewing for the Bears job. If he didn't, that means he's not smart or the PR people aren't smart. It's one or the other.
No, I'm sure he was prepared for that. But yeah. I think he...
So what I'm telling you is that was a prepared way to answer the question. Like, to let it sit like that.
Yeah, just no. I guess after hearing him on tape for so long, I didn't take it the same way. I didn't take it with any sort of like ill will. I just took it as him not wanting to talk about it.
But I'm not saying it's ill will. I'm just saying the disconnect part that Studs was just talking about makes sense because he's just like, there's really nothing to talk about. It was never going to work. That's how I took it.
We, as a, the station doesn't have one opinion unless... seven hosts all happen to have the same opinion, which is rare.
We all have the same opinion about Matt Eberflus, and it wasn't hindsight because it was still going on when we had the opinion.
There were varying degrees, but what I'm trying to point out is that I did not necessarily, it was not my sources or my information that said Matt Eberflus was afraid of hiring Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, that particular aspect of it. Okay.
I understand that was respected speculation that I thought is fair in discussion and warranted, especially with Cliff Kingsbury having had head coaching experience, having had high profile OC experience, having worked with Caleb Williams. None of that backed off of that theory. But I just thought it was a lot to. I think sometimes people took it out of context from what it was, which was potential speculation.
Okay, so we have a new receiver. We're going to continue to add players. And every time we get the player on the roster, we're going to figure out who they are, what they're about. And I like that we did a little dive on Zacchaeus and trying to understand how he's going to fit into the Ben Johnson offense and how he sees himself in Ben Johnson offense. And having played with Jaden, now playing with Caleb, I like the contrast and compare of it all. So that's good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.